Yes, there is no light without a kli, a vessel. There is no fulfillment without a lack. Why is that? This is the entire difference between the created beings that exist on the levels of the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking. The created beings that are on the levels of the still, vegetative, or animate, according to the lack in them, when those lacks appear, they get whatever they need in order to exist correctly for the right purpose. And we do not, on the level of the speaking, we cannot suffice for the deficiency that appears in us. It is usually a deficiency for food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, egoistic needs. But rather, we need to be similar to the Creator. This is why we are called Adam, or May Adam, sons of Adam, or human beings. And therefore, we need to yearn to be similar to the Creator. And that deficiency, instead of our egoistic deficiencies that are revealed, we have to raise special deficiencies for adhesion with the Creator, or, in other words, to adapt ourselves to the Creator, for adaptation, congruence. This is why we're called Adam, to be Adam. There is a great difference in that, in between what we have in our state versus the state of the still, vegetative, and animate. Meaning, those who want to grow with the deficiency of Adam, he needs to understand that it's not like the deficiencies of other people, and it's not like what he had in previous degrees when he was growing, developing as a still, vegetative, and animate. But rather, he needs to grow in resembling the Creator. And here, therefore, we need to understand the qualities of the Creator, that image that we want to get to know, to come closer to, and coming closer is possible only according to the equivalence of the qualities, desires, intentions, goals. And therefore, it turns out that the degree in which we want to be Adam, similar to the Creator, is a very special degree. It is the opposite to the previous degrees. In all of the previous degrees, we were concerned only about growing our ego, to becoming smarter, stronger, more, relative to others. The degree of resemblance to the Creator, we need to resemble the Creator. And to resemble the Creator, it's entirely not about being stronger. It's not about being wiser. Because as it says, it's not the wise who learns, etc., etc. But rather, we need to resemble the Creator only in that we become connected to others, we bestow to others. And here is our great obstacle, because it goes in contrast to the qualities of the still, vegetative, and animate within us, which are egoistic qualities. And we need to grow differently here. Therefore, when we reach the degree of Adam, similar to the Creator, here we stumble upon lack of understanding, lack of feeling, lack of ability to do anything. And instead of acquiring our progress and our development on the degrees like before, that we were rising and rising and rising, like in school, from grade to grade, we were rising higher and higher. Here, we have to acquire our ascent through the prayer, because we have no ability to rise on the degrees of resemblance to the Creator. To resemble the Creator, we can do it only on the condition that we will get from Him an opposite force, a new, different force that we did not have before, the force of bestowal. This is why here there's nothing left for us to do but to recognize what we have and how much it is the opposite of the Creator and how much we need to change in order to come closer to Him and resemble Him. This is why when we begin to scrutinize what is going on, why is it that we are not advancing? Why is it that we cannot understand the Creator? It turns out that actually we have everything before us. It's just that we don't feel the importance of advancing in the qualities of the Creator, to bestow to others. And here is the problem. Therefore, what happens to us is that we discover our own qualities. We need to talk between us and research what is it that Kabbalists write about the qualities of the Creator and how different we are, and how much the qualities of the Creator are opposite to our own, and how much we instinctively reject the qualities of the Creator. We truly reject them. And what's then left for us? Only to ask. But we can ask on the condition that we truly need it. That we are needy of that. So what are we going to do? I don't want it, even if I'm told it is good. But I don't have such preparations so that I will want it. What are we going to do? And even more than that, to want the qualities of the Creator means to go against yourself. What are we going to do? And here we stumble truly or we come across a special system which is help made against one. On the one hand, we have our ego which pushes us into ourselves back to continue our development in the still vegetative and animate where the ego is. However, to bring us to the degree of the speaking, for that I need to acquire the qualities of the Creator. And these are qualities of bestowal, love, coming out above myself, connecting with others, caring for others, seemingly to clothe in Him and care for His benefit. This is the opposite of our nature. It's exactly the opposite of our nature. So how do we do it? It's only through the recognition of our situation that our nature entirely pulls us into itself, into the will to receive. The nature of the Creator is the opposite, the desire to bestow, and to shift from my nature to the nature of the Creator. I can do it through a few means, which is first of all, that I feel bad, and it doesn't matter for which reason, in my will to receive, I begin to appreciate, to value from the point in the heart that I have such a beginning. I start to value the will to bestow. I enter a society which the Creator had prepared for me, and He says, take that, clothe in it in that environment, perform the actions that I teach you, and in that way you will grow. And you will understand what is it that you need to be, which is the opposite of you, that is true. The fact that now you're putting on yourself seemingly a new garment, it's the opposite of yourself, but bit by bit I will help you so that you will get used to it, and you will see that it is good. You will see the essence, the purpose of creation, everything. You will have more than what you see in this life, in your clothings of the still vegetative and animate. In them you cannot attain anymore. However, when you will advance, you will reach a state of seeing the world through me, through the quality of bestowal. And then you will have a different world. As it says, I saw an opposite world. This is how we advance. That is, we need to understand that the spiritual is above the corporeal, and it is opposite to the corporeal. And this is what we have to reach. And why do we have to accept our development in such a way? Because of the advantage of light out of darkness. Because we cannot in any other way appreciate spirituality, but only to the extent that it lifts us above the corporeality. And this is how we ascend from corporeality to spirituality. And besides that, we already learn and know that our advancement depends on the connection between us. Because in spirituality, we have all in all a single system where everyone in their desires, in their intentions are connected together with mutual help. And as much as we succeed in putting together this system of the inner connection between us, to that extent, we are able to feel life, the flow of life in that system. And it is called the upper light or the Creator. And this is how we advance. However, the Creator also has a few degrees. There is such a degree where we don't understand and we don't recognize Him. He's still not clothed in any form in our vessel. And later on, according to the equivalence with Him, we can reach states where we get to know Him more and more and more. This is considered seemingly that the Creator descends on the degrees toward us. And this is how we will attain Him, according to our equivalence with Him. As He is merciful, so you should be merciful, etc. As much as He is in bestowal, coming closer to us, so we are able to rise to Him through the qualities of bestowal. And then according to the degree of equivalence between us, to that extent we will get to know Him and feel Him. So it turns out that here we need connection between us that keeps increasing. Within the connection between us, we should feel what is common to us, and that common thing between us, we should accept it as that source in which the Creator will be revealed. This is how we will rise higher and higher. And then we will replace the quality of reception that I started to talk about with the quality of bestowal up to adhesion with the Creator. There are many changes here, many degrees, but indeed, our work is to begin to step up on these degrees in a way that we are together doing it. And we help each other, and the Creator truly supports us. He helps us in everything. As much as we try to come closer to Him according to the qualities of bestowal between us that we want to develop, according to that, we have no possibility to connect between us. We have no possibility to come closer to the Creator, and all the more so to connect with Him. But only by discovering our deficiencies, meaning our lack of connection, lack of desire to come closer, lack of desire to resemble the Creator. We all want the upper force. Why not? Of course, so it will be good for me. If I will know Him, see Him, feel Him, if I'll have that in my hands. But that's not good. That approach only repels us. And therefore here we need to try by being in a group to change our demands, our intentions, our prayers. This is all done specifically through the feeling of the friends, the feeling of connection.
Again, there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lack. First, one needs to obtain a deficiency. That is, he must feel that he is deficient of this kli called desire to bestow. And concerning feeling, it is impossible to feel any lack if one does not know what he is losing by not having the kli called desire to bestow. For this reason, man must introspect on what not having the desire to bestow causes him. And to the extent of the loss, he feels sorrow and suffering. And when he has the real lack, meaning when he can pray to the Creator from the bottom of the heart, for not having the strength to be able to work for the sake of the Creator, then when he has the kli, meaning the real lack, this is the time when his prayer is answered, when he receives assistance from above, and it is, as our sages said, he who comes to purify is aided.
Itafor. Rab, buongiorno. Rab, io non ho capito con esattezza quando dice se non si sa.
Rab, I didn't understand exactly when he says if he doesn't know what he loses, he doesn't have the vessel called the desire to bestow. Our nature doesn't feel the desire to bestow. So how can a person know what he has lost?
This is exactly the problem. Yes, if we would know how much we're losing out of the fact that we don't have a will to bestow, then first of all, we would be yearning for a will to bestow egoistically. Right? Where can I buy a desire to bestow in order to gain, to succeed in life? Right? And this is why the desire to bestow and what we could then acquire and achieve through the desire to bestow, it is hidden from us. Otherwise, we would be conquering it egoistically. This is considered that the thief runs ahead of everyone and he cries out, catch the thief! Because the egoistic desire will never leave us. It will run along with us to all of the spiritual pleasures. But because the spiritual pleasures are the opposite of the corporeal pleasures, so then the will to receive to the opposite, it doesn't want it and it doesn't allow us to reach that. It resists it. And then it turns out that we are the opposite. We don't want it, and we have to work against our desire, seemingly to go against the flow. When you are in some river, let's say, and you have to advance against the current, you realize what kind of resistance you have, right? And that resistance is the will to bestow. It doesn't allow you to advance with your egoistic intentions. So what do we have to do? To ask of the Creator, because from Him come both the will to receive and the will to bestow. He is the source of both of them, that He will help you to receive a greater importance for the will to bestow, up to the point where the will to receive gradually will not be felt as a disturbance, as hindrance, and even the opposite. After you make a restriction, when you make some kind of a psychological response that so that you don't want to relate to reception as to something that is good, then you begin to invert even reception to bestow. And then it turns out that to the extent that you receive more, however it turns out to be in order to bestow, then by that you get an even greater gain, profit. That then you begin to establish qualities of bestowal, actions of bestowal, like the Creator. And then it will be I to my beloved and my beloved to me.
He must perform every act of Torah and Mitzvot in order to bring himself into the aim to bestow. Afterwards, when he has a complete understanding of how much he needs to engage in order to bestow, and he feels pain and suffering at not having this force, then it is considered that he already has something for which to pray for work in the heart, since the heart feels what it needs. From such a prayer comes the answer of the prayer. This means that he is given this strength from above, so he will be able to aim in order to bestow. For then he already has the light and vessel. However, what can one do if, after all the efforts he has made, he still did not feel the lack of not being able to bestow as pain and suffering. The solution is to ask the Creator to give him the kli called a lack from not feeling. And that he is unconscious without any pain from being unable to bestow.
Yes. There are a few things here. How can we develop a prayer, the right prayer, even for what we feel that we are lacking? How can we open up the state we have in us where we don't know what we are missing? This is called to ask of the Creator that He will give us a kli called a lack from not feeling, meaning I don't lack something if I don't know what it is that I'm lacking. So how can I nevertheless develop within me a deficiency for what I don't feel? Let's say I hear that bestowing is something good, that loving and connecting with the friends in my heart, truly, it's something excellent. However, I have no disposition for it, no feeling. I don't have a lack for it, so what am I going to do? What can I do? And then it turns out that here we are in a state of helplessness. Do we have a lack when we don't feel it? How is it possible to lack when you don't feel? If I'm in a society and we all talk about it, we talk about that state that we don't feel, but we do want to feel it. Why? Because I see that others are talking about it. And this deficiency seemingly exists. And so I also get this deficiency. This is what it says here. But what can one do if after all of his efforts and his labor, nevertheless, he still does not feel the lack of not being able to bestow as pain and suffering? The solution is to, the advice is to ask the Creator to give him the kli called a lack from not feeling. And that he is unconscious, without any pain from being unable to bestow. So for that too, if I regret that, then certainly I already have a point from which to move forward.
Помогите разобраться вот из того, что я вижу.
Thank you. Can you help us to kind of figure things out? From what I see, the problem is not that I don't have bestowal, but rather the problem is that I don't feel suffering because I don't have bestowal. And the solution, as I see that it is presented here, is to ask for the kli, for the vessel. So to ask that we will have suffering because we don't have bestowal.
No, never ask for pain and suffering. We ask that we have an appreciation for the quality of bestowal and connection. We can never ask for something negative because the Creator does not have anything negative in Him. On the contrary, we must ask only rising, appreciating, valuing, lifting the quality of bestowal between us. This he...
How is a new deficiency revealed?
New deficiencies are revealed from the work that we do by approaching the friends, coming closer to them, I receive new deficiencies from them. Or conversely, I move farther away from the friends and I receive from them new deficiencies. But from approaching the friends, I receive correct deficiencies for bestowal, and from
вопрос, товарищ. Творец не дает ощущения недостатка.
A question by a friend. The Creator doesn't give us a feeling of a lack. So how can I make myself ask for such a deficiency?
By looking at the friends, and they appear to me wiser, more understanding, more connected to one another. From that, I begin to envy them. This envy already brings me closer. It brings me closer to the Creator through them.
Как работать с раскрывающимися хисаронами и как
how to work with a lack that keeps being that is revealed more and more, and how to correctly depict these deficiencies in the ten.
We need to work with each and every deficiency and twist it and turn it to ensure that it helps us become more connected, more in adhesion, in this mutual connection, so we would feel ourselves tightly locked between us in such a way that the Creator dwells within us. And it's not that each person feels himself individually, rather we're all together, like in a single sphere, we construct this sphere, this network between us, and in it we wish to feel the connection between us in total, which is called the Creator. Why? Because this is what we're doing with our efforts. We're building Him. This is what we called You Have Made Me.
Much so.
By thinking together, putting our heads together, thinking each shall help his friend, when we try to combine, unify our desires, our thoughts, our longings, our goals and aspirations into one, then we begin to feel that we're lacking the upper force. We have everything but Him. Everything but Him. And we need Him. What does it mean that we need Him? If the Creator won't help us, we won't be able to succeed. And we need only Him, and this force is good, who does good, and this force is the right connection, the ideal connection between us. And we need Him to clothe in us and bind us, and we invite Him, and we are establishing Him. That's what we need. Try to think about it all the time, more and more. How much we want this force to be in the center between us, and we will hold it, and it will hold us. I said it already. If we constantly try to be in connection between us, to imagine ourselves, our entire world clear is a sphere in which we can maintain the connection between us with the help of the Creator, and we can stabilize the Creator between us in the yearning and the connection between us, then we will come to it. This is very close. Very close to us, a step or two steps ahead of us at most. And we'll begin to discover Him in the connection. Try to only focus on that.
В обоих отрывках Рабаш пишет о том, что
in those two excerpts, Rabash writes that
недостатки и ощущения потери.
What I need is the feeling of the lack.
Нет, у меня еще желания отдавать.
And the inner connection, because I still lack the will to bestow, and I never had a will to bestow, I never felt such a desire. So acquiring, how can you acquire such a lack if you don't know what it's aimed for, what it is like?
The entire wisdom of Kabbalah speaks specifically of how to reach the correct deficiency. So this deficiency will be this fulfillment. The deficiency for bestowal will be our fulfillment. Because the filling exists abundantly. It fills all of reality. Except it cannot be felt. It can be felt only according to our deficiency for that specific filling. That's why we need it. Don't worry. Both the filling and the lack will become apparent on the condition that you approach the truth. That you would truly want to enjoy bestowal. That you want to feel the other. Fill the other, be in him. In this way, you will feel your connection with the Creator when he fills everything, and you also want to fill everything. That's how it will happen. Don't worry about it.
What is that degree of the heart feels in the work?
Well,
the will to receive begins to be impressed, to be moved by actions of bestowal, then we can say that the heart feels. Kiev 1.
Вот эти все вещи, о которых мы говорим, почувствовать ближнего.
All of those things that we talk about, feeling the others, fulfilling the others, feeling a deficiency for bestowal, feeling coming that we are approaching the Creator, would it be correct to focus all of my forces in order to ask that these things will be for the friends, not to search for it within myself, but that all of my work is to search that the friends will have these things?
It has to be like that, but together, both the deficiencies and the work have to be like that. Everything has to be realized in the ten. Everything. Nothing outside of it.
And
what does it mean in the ten?
And bestowing to the friends and receiving from the friends. Always.
A question from Moscow 6. How does the power of the prayer depend on the realization of the Arvut between us?
The measure of the Arvut is the force, the power of prayer. It's the power of the group. There's no other way to evaluate the group except in the power of Arvut between them. No Arvut, no group. There's simply nothing.
From PT 38, what does it mean to come to purify, to be purified?
To come to be purified means that I come to the ten in order to connect with them to such an extent that their deficiencies are my deficiency. Everything that exists in them is mine. And I don't want any other kind of life, only to be immersed in them.
What is in the introspection that we have to perform?
Маавир это
Матарот. To what extent I can pass my goals, my actions from myself to the group. That's the calculation, the introspection, because the soul is the ten. The essence of the ten is my soul. And then, after nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, it is all found in the connection with my, with the ten, the extent to which I am connected.
If we need to see the friends as corrected and whole, how nevertheless can we pray for them in the ten?
I want to help them, I want to belong to them, connect to them. It seems like it's all I, egoistic. But by wanting to connect to them, I want to add to them, I appreciate them, I value them.
From Turkey 1, if in the excerpt it speaks about a quality which is outside of our present perception of reality, how can we discern a spiritual quality?
You cannot discern anything in spirituality before you can begin to relate spiritually to one another. You need to try and relate spiritually to one another, and you need to pray for it to happen, for it to be correct. This is called the Creator will finish the work for me. I'm only raising man, and the answer for the man will come to me and give me states, give me the power, the correct discernments, so I would know what it means to be in bestowal, and I'll know how to do it. Again, I'm raising man, and again I'm asking, and again I'm doing it like that.
From Kabyu 6, what does it mean to receive a deficiency or deficiencies from the friends?
Deficiencies from the friends means that I look at them, I see how successful they are, and if I cannot see them in this way, it's a sign that I'm not looking at them at all, but I'm rather looking at myself. Therefore, our work is to come to a state where a state where we see each other correctly, we try to see one another.
Excerpt number 6. The person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not to leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires within him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it from potential to actual. This means that although in the mind and in the thought and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him and annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. And he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Прошу по-русски. Рав, мы должны просить его дать нам кли хисарон за желание давать то, что мы не чувствуем и нет в нас.
We need to request from him to bestow the vessel, the lack that is not in us.
לבקש מהבורא.
We need to start to ask from the Creator out of me feeling a deficiency from our connection. As in the connection between us in the group, I feel that the friends are, let's say, more successful than me, even egotistically. So I already have a deficiency. On the other hand, where I feel like this way, then I seemingly appreciate them more than myself. That's already good, meaning everything has a thing and its opposite. Therefore, it's very important for us to relate correctly to the revelation of the connection between us. As much as it has positive and negative, and also negative is not negative. It's the revelation that is born from the connection between us. Therefore, it leads me to nevertheless come to the positive. Therefore, continue, only in the connection between us. From the connection between us, start to pray. Start to pray from the connection between us. Do whatever you want, but after you check the extent in which we're connected together.
Almata.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Мы хотели выразить огромную благодарность всему нашему мировому сердцу.
Thank you, teacher. We wanted to give a big thanks to all our world heart, our world Kli, in the name of the Kazakhstan group and the women of Kazakhstan, on the great support, on the love we felt, even when we didn't have internet. We had tears, all we had resources, but we felt the connection so strongly, we felt the Kli so strongly. My question is, in this story we're getting closer to bestowal, with the desk. How do we pray for bestowal and only for bestowal?
I don't think you can teach this. This is the work of the heart. Prayer is the work in the heart. Therefore, we need to try to soften the heart, to hold it in a little more in a fashion in which it will be impressed and be closer to another, to others. The fact that we become more stupid in a way is good, because inevitably we come to a state in which we must find ourselves inside the feeling, and not in the intellect. So don't be sorry that you seemingly lose the intellect that you had before. Prior to that, you did everything from the intellect, and now you need to see yourself more emotional. The feeling will come. After the feeling will come new discernments, intellectual ones within the feeling. You will need to learn the feelings, how to sort those feelings and to weigh those feelings. And accordingly, you'll come to a state in which you'll be able to manage your feelings as closer to one another and towards the Creator, building from all these feelings all kinds of forms, triangles, circles, lines ascending, descending, etc. This all from our feeling in the forces of our feeling, we will be able to do this. Yes. The forces of reception, the forces of bestowal, we will have all of that before us. There are many things in this. But when they come, we will know how to do it. To nullify oneself towards the Creator practically in actions is called to perform His commandment, His mitzvah, which is to come closer to others, and in the connection with others to reveal the Creator. The Creator is the force of bestowal, love, connection. You need to discover Him, to establish Him between the friends. That's why it's written, you made me. Where we need to come to a state in which we stabilize, establish such a state between us. That's what we need to do practically.
Excerpt 7. Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. And if he truly believed, his prayer would be complete.
Again.
Man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, for you hear the prayer of every mouth. And if he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. And the Creator hears a complete prayer, meaning when a person yearns with all his heart that the Creator will help him. But if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him, and that the Creator hears everyone who asks Him, and that small and great are equal before Him, meaning that He answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete.
Meaning, if we were to truly ask from our whole heart, where for the time being we can feel, open up. A person is checked in as much as he receives from above. But to the extent in which you're given from above, if you're capable inside this to act towards the Creator, that's enough for Him to open everything for you. The whole problem is that we cannot reach a state in which we really express the state in which we need the Creator. That's why he starts this excerpt, man's sin is that he did not ask for help from the Creator. There are no other sins. There are no sins, just one sin we have, that we don't turn to the Creator with all that might, with all the force that he opens in us. Meaning that we are not in devotion to the Creator. in a dependency on the Creator, for Him to help us in as much as He's capable, Him, and He is capable to the extent in which we ask. The Creator will never help more than the deficiency that we can raise to Him. So, please take that into account. You read that one time?
Yeah, if we can read it again.
Read.
A man's sin is that he did not ask the Creator for help. Had he asked for help, he would certainly get help from the Creator. But if a person says that he asked for help and the Creator did not help him, to this comes the answer, that a person should believe that the Creator hears the prayers. As it is written, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." And if he truly believed, his prayer would be complete. And the Creator hears a complete prayer when a person yearns with all his heart that the Creator will help him. But if his prayer is not constantly on his lips, it means that he does not have the real faith that the Creator can help him, and that the Creator hears everyone who asks him, and that small and great are equal before him, meaning that he answers everyone. It follows that the prayer is incomplete.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
When I look through the connection with friends, that you always say that you have to raise a prayer through the connection with friends. When I look through friends, I see good qualities that my ego likes, or I see bad qualities that my ego doesn't like. But how can I feel their lackness? How can I feel what do they need from me? And how can I fulfill them?
I'll tell you. What your friends lack is your help. If you were to ask for them, they would receive through you from the Creator what they are lacking. And that is actually the problem. That you don't feel their lack, you don't care for them, you don't connect from the Creator for them, to the Creator for them, and therefore they're suffering, and you're suffering, and the Creator suffers. And all of this is your fault.
So,
that's it.
Also, Rav, before it was enough to only annul and go, annul and keep continue. But from one point, we have to use our ego in right way, true way. So it feels like in spirituality, more we advance, we have to look through details. Too much details and details.
Correct. Correct. That's how it is in every science. That's how it is in every method. To the extent in which you want to enter deeper into something and advance more, you need to be more concerned with the smaller details. Because that's what the great thing is made up of, yes? Look at how humanity develops, the extent in which it does everything, in what connection between us we establish today, humanity, create machines and all kinds of things, our technological system, how everything becomes more and more complex. And it's all as a result of spirituality, the incorporation of the Sfirot, Parzufim, worlds, more and more and more, until we begin to come closer to the one integral vessel. And then we will discover that everything is one, that everyone is included of everyone. And from that we come to one essence.
Can I ask you a last question?
That's how it will be. Yes.
So I have to ask the Creator that I want to feel my friends and I want to be partner to you in their fulfillment. And when I raise man to Creator for my friends, it is bestowal.
Ken, vadai?
Yes, of course. Yes.
To
bestow to the friends or to bestow to the Creator is the same thing. If you're talking about true spirituality, there's no difference. Okay. Latin 7.
I'll try in Hebrew. What exactly is the help that we need to request from the Creator? That's the connection between us? Thank you, Rav.
I
don't hear.
He asked, what is the help that we need to request from the Creator?
Also, you, I don't hear all of a sudden.
No.
Something technical with your speaker.
Well,
no,
I can't hear.
You hear the translation, Rav?
I hear.
Okay, so Miguel asked, what is the help that we need to request from the Creator?
What is the help that we need to ask from the Creator? Only one thing. The greatness of bestowal. Nothing other than that we don't lack. If we would have bestowal greater than than reception for us, we would be able to do everything else correctly.
But today,
we just have to ask for one thing, connection. There's no more. This is the result of the shattering of the vessel. And in the connection, we discover what we're missing in connection, as opposite as we are from the connection, how to correct our rejection from connection, how we really need to connect. What does it mean to be one man and one heart? The desires can connect us. They are different. Of course not. But in bestowal from one desire to another, we can connect. In stabilizing our desires each towards the others, by that we can connect. And therefore, anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater, so he has greater resistance, difficulty in understanding the method and feeling the method. We can see this with the people who come to us, how difficult it is for them. And it's not because they're they're more egotistical. They are more egoists. They are more distant to spirituality than others. That's why they feel themselves as a must to advance. Let's read 101. Now we have thoroughly explained the raising of man and the sfira of daat. What is the raising of man? We have keter chokhma bina. Those are the sfirot which come to us from above. And then, from bina, the desire to receive is born. Because Bina wants to give, she begets the desire to receive, which is called Zeranpin. And Zeranpin develops, and from it emerges Malchut. Meaning, it turns out that Keter, Chochmah, and Bina, are vessels of bestowal, and Zeranpin and Malchut are vessels of reception. And Keter, Chochmah, Bina, I'm sorry, Keter, Chochmah and Bina are vessels of bestowal, Zeranpin and Malchut, vessels of reception, and where does this stem from? The matter of reception and bestowal? Out of the fact that Bina, which is all to bestow, but she also wants to express her desire to bestow. So in her upper half, she only bestows, is adhered to Chochmah, but in her other half, she begins to beget the desire to receive, and her desire to receive is in order to bestow to the lower ones. But that's already a desire to receive. It's like, let's say, a womb inside of a woman. As from this place, she wants to birth, to bestow to others. And therefore, we need to learn this way the transition of these degrees from complete bestowal, which is the creator, gradually in these partsufim, in this firot, where it descends more and more until it becomes truly receiving and even in order to receive. That's all the degrees of creation. So he writes it this way. Now we thoroughly explain the raising of man and the sfira of dat, which are considered the anterior vessels of zat of nekudim, meaning that they want to bestow these vessels. And they extended and rose to Abba Ve'ima, meaning Abba Ve'ima is keter, I'm sorry, Chochmah and Bina. And below Bina, it's called Zon, or Zat. So Zat rise to Abba Ve'ima, to Bina and Chochmah, and they demand from Abba Ve'ima lights of correction and lights of fulfillment or filling. Because Abba Ve'ima received the new light of Absag, the light of Chochmah, from Zon of Ak, which are there in the end of Galgata, in the form of the dot of Shuruk. Shuruk is the lights that are in the vessels, and they lowered the lower hay from their Nikveh Naim to the Peh, meaning they were in smallness in Katnut, and now they're raising themselves to Gadlut, to maturity. And they raised their posterior vessels, which were fallen in Zat of Nikudim. They raised them upwards, meaning they connected the vessels of reception with the vessels of Dol that want to now also in the vessels of reception to bestow by receiving in order to bestow. As a result, the anterior vessels of Zat, which were attached to the posterior vessels of Abba Ve'ima, ascended to, and the Zat of Nikudim became man there and returned Abba Ve'ima to being face to face. Meaning, Abba Ve'ima is Chochmah and Bina. From below, the deficiencies rise, which say we want to receive in order to bestow, and they really can. Then Abba Ve'ima connect between them and give them both the light of Chochmah and the light of Chasadim and fill them according to their desire of the lower ones that rose, raised them to them.
Since the bottom hay, which is phase 4, had already returned to her place at the Peh, the coupling by striking that was done on the screen of phase 4 elicited 10 complete sefirot at the level of Keter in the light of Yechida. Meaning now has been made a coupling on all the will to receive and all that they had there. and thus Zat, which are included there as Man. They also received those great lights of Abba and Ima. Meaning, whoever ascended to Keter Chochma Bina joined, received all these lights from Keter Chochma Bina. Yet all this is regarded as being from below, upward. Since Abba and Ima are considered the Rosh of Nikudim, where the coupling that elicits 10 Sefirot from below upward occurs. Meaning, it's still not enough. It's only from below upward the coupling was made. And after this, they also expand into a guf, meaning from above downward. At that time, the Zat were extended with all the lights they had received in Abba and Iba to their place below. And the Rosh and Guf of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim is completed. This expansion is considered the Ta'amim of Parzuf Gadlut of Nikudim, meaning the first expansion from below, from upward below. So what did we learn here? That they ascended the vessels which were fallen below the Parsa to vessels above the Parsa, and they wanted to connect with them into one Parzuf. The vessels above the Parsa received them, connected to them, and they continued the lights. That's in the meantime what's occurring. And to continue the lights on those same vessels that are now in the meantime above the Parsa. There is this nothing unique and no shattering, no sin, no nothing. Everything done according to the spiritual calculation. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, I didn't quite understand. After all, Zat rises to Abba V'Ima on their own from below up upwards, or do Abba V'Ima go down to them and then draw them up?
There is the light which illuminates from above. According to this light, awaken Rishimot records from below, and they demand to rise and connect. That's how it occurs in every place, here too.
That's it.
They once were above, connected together, all these vessels. Now, by the second restriction, by the emergence of these Patsufim, they disconnected one from another, but the records, Rishimot, remained. Once there is some illumination of light from above, then these vessels want to connect again. And that's how they request.
This process is typical to the creatures as well, meaning the lower ones, when the creature works first in Galgal Tainaim, and then you said that he starts to join what's in the Achap with it. Is that right?
Let's see if I understand you correctly. So what's your question?
The question is how in our work we can use this principle.
We cannot, because we still don't have for this any contact. We can only understand that if we connect between us, then we, after this, are worthy to rise to a higher degree. Connection in our state causes the higher degree. It's felt at all the degrees above us, first of all, and then it awakens us and awakens the entire mechanism to raise us to a higher degree. We do work in connection.
in our area, our field. Yes, in our territory. But in this we cause the upper one to begin to raise us to him. We can request the upper one to do this, but even we work on the connection between us. Nonetheless, according to this that we descended from above below, we nonetheless are connected to the upper, and all our work below that we do awakens the upper to raise us.
Когда мы поднимаемся в объединение, то там есть какой-то этап, когда мы можем.
When we rise up in the connection, there's a stage in which we can descend somewhat and raise what's below or not.
Работа делается правильно, чтобы не.
How is that work done in the right way to not descend or fall?
We don't exit the connection between us. By this, that we're in connection between us, we can illuminate the essence of connection between us below, to whom we are connected, and to awaken them, if we are capable of awakening them. Till then, these vessels, request and are ready to rise together with us, and then we raise them.
А условия вот такой работы это для того, чтобы отдавать Творцу, то есть как бы более высокой.
The condition for this work is in order to bestow to the greater, meaning to the higher degree.
Can? Of course, it's always towards the Creator. Always, in every degree, there is the upper upper, and the lower.
Так, а если вернуться вот к тому, что мы читали, то Абавиима отдает зад для чего? Для того, чтобы.
Go back to what we read. Abba Ve'ima influenced zad for what? In order to bestow to the higher up degree to them.
Abba Ve'ima, of course, operate in order to later bestow to Keter to Keter. As much as they turn to Keter, they do a benefit to a favor to Keter. In spirituality, as much as you request, you are doing a favor. Because the desire of the upper is to give more than what the calf wants to suckle, the calf wants to nurse. Our tendency for the upper is like our bestowal to the upper. So what am I saying? Our request from the upper is equal to this that we give to the upper. He wants that we will take from him. That's how it is. It's like the cow, right? If it's not milked, then she has so much milk that she suffers. She suffers. And the same thing towards the Creator, that he very much suffers if they don't receive from him, because he has all his light of infinity is meant in order to fill all the lower ones. So in this that the vessels are shattered, then all the light remains above, and the vessels suffer and remain below. Then in this there is both suffering by the Creator and by the created beings. And we cannot here reach any other solution, rather if to give the created beings the ability to receive from the Creator in such a manner that would be good for them and good above. All right.
Получается, что с одной стороны есть Творец вверху, который хочет дать и страдает.
So it turns out that on one hand there's the Creator at the upper from above that wants to nurse and suffers, and there's also the creature, the created being that wants to receive. But there's also the matter of the second restriction that prevents the transition of light to the lower ones. So why nevertheless does he pass on this light from Abba Ve'ima?
In order to correct The second restriction is in order to scrutinize what is really lacking for correction. And by the second restriction that we have smallness and greatness, we can do these actions of the elevator, yes, that part can be corrected and part not in each and every vessel, and then the incorrected part can join the corrected part, and then thus they connect together and advance.
No. Varur. Tov.
Clear?